This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we'll spend our time hearing an update from Heather Hampton Nodal of Fillmore. Not only is Heather involved locally with agriculture, but she's also serving on the national level. Heather is currently Vice President of American AgriWomen and has spent time in Springfield, D.C., and Dallas over the last couple months advocating for agriculture. Today, she's going to fill us in on what the group has been working on.
Yes, so National Ag Day was that third week of March, and American AgriWomen celebrates with other organizations the National Ag Day itself, but we were fortunate that we were able to work with young leaders from 46 states, from FFA, Manners, which is the Minority Agriculture Student, AFA, Agriculture for America, and 4-H. So we had, I think, about 100 or a few over, that we did a social media challenge with on this Ag Day 365, and what does agriculture mean to you? And you can follow that if you're a social media person. There's Facebook and also Twitter, hashtag AgDay365, and we plan to follow up with those same organizations next year. We actually based our activity for that in the Longworth building, just down the hall from the House Agriculture Committee room. And it was just a wonderful location and opportunity because many of the students were also there to visit with their members of Congress. And kind of on a related note, I was at a meeting yesterday. I'm on Congressman Davis's advisory committee, and we discussed many of the issues that are important to agriculture and also rural America, and things that our American AgriWomen had just put into policy in our position statement process in Dallas, Texas within the last 10 days or so. So we've had a lot going on and a lot to look forward to.
Yes, it sounds like it. I was going to say it's got to be exciting for you to, when you're in D.C., like on National Ag Day, be working with some of those students who are going to be representing the ag industry in the future and you know, meeting them now and then them possibly being future members of American AgriWomen.
I hope so, and other organizations. There's so much talent there and drive and passion, and just to be able to tap into that is an incredible honor and opportunity. More than just them being spokespersons, it is so fascinating to visit with them about their various projects or interests, whether it's a food science standpoint, not just food service, but actual biochemistry of food, or meeting a young man from Michigan who has developed his own drone technology to conduct soil sampling, right? And he's in the patent process, and it's just wonderful to engage with people of all ages, but especially young people like that, because you just feel inspired and refreshed when you come out of it.
Definitely. It puts an exciting new look on things, I would guess.
It does, and even at Illinois AgriWomen, so within the last week or so, we were in Springfield at the state capitol, along with other agricultural groups and leaders for the Illinois Agriculture Legislative Day, and a young woman who joined us as Illinois AgriWomen on some of our, call it Hill visits, we met with several state representatives, is actually Miss Quincy, and her name's Stephanie Deerwester. And so she is in the Miss America pageant process. I was never in pageants or anything, but I'm learning that you have a Miss America and a Miss USA type thing. But the Miss America pageant process, you are not automatically eligible just by being a county fair queen, so to speak. But if you're state fair queen, you might be able to compete in that. And so is Miss Quincy. They are part of that pageant circuit. But she was an incredible spokesperson to have along with us. And plus, everyone, she had on her crown and her sash, so it's amazing to see how many people want their pictures taken with her. There's no doubt in my mind she will do well as she moves forward. And so encouraging young leaders and people in general just to tell your story, that is a lot of what AgriWomen is about.
Well, that's definitely great to see someone so young being successful, and we hope, you know, that she does move on and has even more success. You had mentioned your mid-year meeting in Dallas, and you told me that dealt a lot with policy development, and we know that's very important to agriculture. So, Heather, fill us in on how that went.
Oh, gosh. We had members from across the country. I think we had close to 40 states represented, and we walked through, like literally walked through. We break into working groups so that it's somewhat easier to deal with on a working kind of negotiating type format. So the one that I help chair is related to agriculture, business, and economics. And just within that category itself, we start with ag immigration and border security. So it's things related to the H-2A visa program for guest workers. These are migrant workers who come in on a visa and then they go home. That's that particular program. And then border security things like resources for Border Patrol and INS and enacting the various things that they are supposed to do. And we actually spoke with people who are very familiar with border security. Actually, one of our members' husbands is a Border Patrol agent, so we get that kind of firsthand intelligence or information as to what is actually happening. So we developed policies on that front. We talked about health care, especially as it pertains to rural areas and businesses, being able to offer options for the employees and what are the components of that that make sense. We talked about tax issues. So, for example, people say, we want to remove the estate tax. Well, it's great in theory, but if you still have the capital gains tax, you could actually be hurt worse in the end. So, you know, taking all these things into consideration, then our commodities group, they're looking at things related to individual livestock species. Like as we look in this next farm bill, we're expecting a request for vaccinations to be stocked up or stockpiled in the United States to prepare for, hopefully be prepared and not have to deal with a foot and mouth disease breakout, for example. Right now, we have such a low supply of that in our country. So we're talking about livestock issues. We were talking about crop insurance and specifics within that, like companies should be allowed to build up capital reserves because one drought year can wipe out 10 years of reserves, and that's what we saw in 2012. Our other groups, natural resources is a really pivotal key area for agriculture in general, where we're looking at clean water and clean air regulations, looking at the authorities within the Corps of Engineers, within Bureau of Land Management and other agencies, which falls under Interior, and Corps of Engineers is within the Army, Department of the Army, but it's kind of what are the land management and priorities and things like Endangered Species Act that could do with a complete overhaul, frankly, of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, as people know it. So, yes, we had a very intense policy review process and come out of that with our positions that the entire group can agree upon. And then from there, we will go to Washington, D.C. in June, and I've been very active with we call it our fly-in. So part of my role is to help with that fly-in committee and help with booking the various stops and speakers that we have at that event.
So one question that I think of when you talk about forming these policies and agreeing on things as a group, I'm assuming then once you have those in place, when you do make your what you called earlier hill visits, that's all something that you can talk about and be on the same page and be a voice for the ag industry. Is that kind of how that works?
Absolutely. We compile all the position statements into a pocket-sized booklet that is very easy to reference. And we present that both in an electronic version and a hard copy version. But for the purpose of the Hill visits then on that day, we have an orientation on Sunday. Okay. So June 4th, we will begin, and we have an optional tour. And this year, we will be laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on behalf of women veterans and women in agriculture and agriculture as a whole. So that'll be quite an honor. But okay. Then we have orientation that Sunday afternoon. And as part of that, we will walk through approximately three to five key white paper issues. So we have all these policy statements, but I'm anticipating, and right now we're in the process of getting our committee chair's input, but I'm anticipating we'll have a white paper on infrastructure. We'll probably have a white paper on immigration and immigration reform. And we'll probably have a white paper on Farm Bill, 2018 Farm Bill for sure. But again, we're looking to our grassroots leadership across the states and working with our committee chairman to say what else is here. Typically, we try to tie it into an active bill or piece of legislation, but yet still be broad enough. It's not just one state's specific issue. It's not a parochial request. It's something that really impacts the structure or the operating environment for the industry as a whole. So that is part of what we'll do with Hill Visits. Another piece of fly-in, though, so we're going to be meeting with Ray Starling, who is the White House or the President's special liaison for agriculture and agriculture trade, and he and I have been visiting. We met while we were in Washington a few weeks ago. So we'll be meeting with him. We're also going to meet with US EPA. We'll be in USDA meeting with several undersecretaries and the secretary, who hopefully will be officially, you know, blessed in a matter of hours, I hope. We have those sorts of meetings, and we'll also be visiting the Vietnam embassy this year. We've made it a part of our fly-in to visit a different embassy each year as we learn about their trade issues, currency, maybe fiscal policy. Just, it's a good way to just learn more, not only about their culture, but their mindset as it relates to policy.
Well, it really is just amazing to sit here and listen to you talk about all the things that your group is involved with and the topics that you discuss. So, Heather, you may have told me this before in our previous conversations, but how did you get involved with American AgriWomen? Or how could a woman listening get involved also?
They can join either as an independent member, so you can join directly to American AgriWomen as a member online. It's AmericanAgriWomen.org, or you can join through a state affiliate. So we're very fortunate. Illinois AgriWomen was one of the original affiliates formed in 1974, and along with Michigan, I think Oregon, Kansas, and a few others. But Illinois was right, Wisconsin, right there at the forefront. And Illinois AgriWomen has a website as well, illinoisagriwomen.org. Or some people may know Jennifer Waters. She's from the kind of Pleasant Plains, Springfield area. She is our membership chair for Illinois AgriWomen. And you can join through that, or you can contact me. A lot of people, we know each other, so it may just be, hey, Heather, you know, I wanted to join. I just haven't sent in the membership or got hooked up. So you have many different ways to connect with AgriWomen.
So was your membership started then through the state organization?
Yes. I joined in 1995 and then was encouraged by, at the time, I worked with the Illinois Pork Producers Association and was working on a number of issues, both consumer promotion issues as well as helping develop the regulatory and legislative testimony for the Livestock Management Facilities Act. That was round one. It was a time of creation for that. And so I got to know some of the AgriWomen members as we would be at different meetings. And they said, you need to come to one of our meetings. Well, I came and I was hooked because it was just women who are informed, who are motivated enough to take action, who are thoughtful enough to ask questions.
And once again, that update comes from Heather Hampton Nodal of Fillmore, serving as Vice President for American AgriWomen. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.